Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Cities in the Sky, The Quest to Build the World's Tallest Skyscrapers is a nonfiction book by economist Jason M. Barr that examines skyscrapers through the lens of urban economics, history, politics, and engineering. Rather than treating tall buildings only as architectural objects, the book asks why cities build them, how they are financed, and what their growth reveals about land scarcity, concentrated economic activity, and global competition. Barr moves from the early skyscraper era in Chicago and New York to later centers such as London, Hong Kong, Shenzhen, and Dubai, showing that the race upward has always depended on local conditions as much as on ambition. The book also revisits common myths about the first skyscrapers and the development of supertall towers, offering a broad survey of how vertical cities emerged and why they remain controversial. It is written for general readers who want a rigorous but accessible explanation of why skyscrapers matter. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, skyscrapers as an economic response to scarce urban land. A central argument of the book is that skyscrapers are not just symbols of vanity or prestige. They are an economic response to the increasing value of land in dense cities. Barr treats tall buildings as a rational way to concentrate activity where horizontal expansion is limited or expensive. This perspective helps explain why skyscrapers tend to appear in places with strong demand for central locations, major business activity, and limited buildable land. The book makes clear that height is only partly about engineering possibility. It is also about whether a building can justify its cost through rents, sales, and the economic advantages of centralization. By framing tall buildings as market outcomes rather than anomalies, Barr challenges the idea that skyscrapers are always irrational excess. He shows that the tallest towers often emerge where cities have powerful incentives to stack more uses onto a small footprint, especially when land values, transport access, and labor markets all reinforce one another. Secondly, how the skyscraper began in Chicago and New York. Barr devotes significant attention to the origins of skyscrapers in the United States, especially Chicago and New York, because these cities established the technical and symbolic foundations of vertical building. He revisits the widely repeated claim that Chicago's home insurance building was the first skyscraper and shows that the story is more complicated, shaped in part by later publicity and historical framing. This matters because the book is not simply recounting dates. It is showing how skyscraper history itself has been constructed and mythologized. The early rise of tall buildings depended on practical innovations such as elevators, steel frame construction, and urban land pressures, but it also depended on changing ideas about what a modern city should look like. Chicago and New York became the main laboratories for this transformation, with each city reflecting different regulations, land markets, and business cultures. By tracing these beginnings carefully, Barr establishes that skyscrapers were not born from a single invention, but from a combination of technology, finance, and urban competition. Thirdly, why different global cities build upward in different ways? One of the book's most useful dimensions is its global comparison of skyscraper development. Barr does not treat every skyline as the product of the same forces. Instead, he shows how local institutions and political arrangements shape vertical growth in distinct ways. London, for example, resisted tall buildings for a long period because of preservationist attitudes and limited necessity, only later accepting modern skyscrapers in the 21st century. Hong Kong developed a dense concentration of towers under a land lease system that made vertical construction especially attractive, while Dubai represents another model in which centralized decision-making enabled signature supertall projects. This comparative approach is important because it prevents a simplistic universal theory of skyscrapers. Barr emphasizes that the same building type can serve very different urban purposes, commercial status in one place, residential density in another, or national branding somewhere else. The book therefore becomes as much a study of city systems as of buildings, showing that tall towers reveal how each city organizes land, authority, and growth. Fourthly, engineering ambition, financing, and the logic of supertall design, Barr also explains the practical machinery behind skyscrapers, including engineering choices, financing structures, and the changing logic of supertall design. The book covers how buildings from the Empire State Building to the Shanghai Tower depend on a set of technical decisions that make extreme height possible, from structural systems to elevator planning and wind resistance. But he does not reduce the subject to engineering triumph alone. He repeatedly returns to the question of whether a tall building can work financially and why developers, cities, and nations decide to pursue such difficult projects. This is especially relevant for supertalls, the very slender and extremely high towers that have become prominent in recent years. Barr presents them as a response to market conditions rather than merely as spectacle, arguing that they can be economically rational in high-value urban centers. At the same time, he acknowledges the tensions around cost, risk, and prestige. The result is a nuanced account of how technical ambition and financial calculation must align before a tower can move from concept to skyline. Lastly, the controversy around tall buildings and the future of vertical cities. The book is not blindly celebratory. Barr addresses the criticism that skyscrapers cast shadows, consume resources, and serve elite vanity more than public need. He engages with objections about aesthetics, environmental impact, and social inequality, while still arguing that tall buildings continue to play a legitimate role in urban development. This balance gives the book its distinctive tone. It is broadly favorable to skyscrapers, but grounded in economic reasoning rather than simple admiration. Barr also looks ahead to the future, asking whether cities will continue to build higher as land remains scarce and global competition intensifies. His argument is that skyscrapers create a kind of positive feedback loop by strengthening dense economic ecosystems and reinforcing the identity of major cities. That future-facing perspective makes the book useful not only as history, but also as analysis of where urban growth may be heading. Readers come away with a clearer understanding of why vertical cities remain both controversial and resilient. In conclusion, Cities in the Sky will appeal most to readers who want an informed, non-technical account of skyscrapers that goes beyond architecture alone. Urbanists, economists, architecture enthusiasts, planners, and general nonfiction readers will all find value in its combination of historical narrative, comparative city analysis, and economic explanation. The main benefit of the book is that it shows skyscrapers as a complex urban phenomenon shaped by land markets, regulation, finance, engineering, and civic ambition, rather than as isolated feats of design. That makes it intellectually useful for anyone trying to understand how major cities grow and why vertical development keeps returning in new forms. What distinguishes this book from many other books about famous towers is its broad analytical scope. It does not focus only on iconic landmarks or visual drama. Instead, it connects Chicago, New York, London, Hong Kong, Shenzhen, and Dubai in one coherent framework and explains why each city's skyline evolved differently. Readers looking for a clear, well-documented, and balanced study of the economics and history of skyscrapers will find it especially rewarding. If you would like to support Jason M. Barr, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.